So then I'm like mentally ill on top of it, you know? It's like that'll produce some self-doubt too. You know, it's like all as I read through this and I absorb these truths and I start to take a look at my life and attach some of these principles to a moment in my mind in the day that I'm in, that I start to recognize how much trouble self-delusion had been causing me, how much self-seeking had been running my life, how much self-justification, how much self-rationalization. And then I got, you know, all these secrets and these things that I've done that are absolutely horrible things that I don't want anybody to know about, which again affects my self-esteem and promotes a massive amount of self-doubt. So as I start to look at this stuff, what I'm starting to build in this program recovery is not self-confidence, but God confidence. And that's why step two is in the critical position it's in. And, you know, just to put some more pieces together, like, if anybody need more? You know, I mean, when you read that, if you look at it just in terms of, wow, how much could this kind of information or this kind of knowledge about what alcoholics or drug addicts are like, how they live, how much of this information, you know, can I absorb and then subtly not get confused with the fact that they're, you know, indicated to me that basically of myself, I am nothing but a chaotic mess and I live an unmanageable life. You know, if that's something that's true for my life, because I ended up here, where is it that really, truly can I come up with any kind of confidence that isn't false pride, a false sense of who I am, a false sense of identity, to try and justify all the mistakes that I've made in my life? At what point does a human being say, okay, into the old and the beginning of the new?